Well, it seems that frustration has reached that point of impasse. As we've discussed a bit today about the decision by Enbridge to go to the Court of Claims in Michigan and say, listen, what's enforceable, what's not? We need to know where we're going to go from here. Enbridge, of course, made a deal with the Snyder administration towards the end of Rick Snyder's tenure to build a $500 million tunnel to encase Line 5. Line 5 has been the focus of a lot of conversation and controversy, even though it's never leaked in 65 years. But people have I'd say a legitimate concern to protect the Great Lakes. They want to make sure it's right. So Enbridge comes along and says, we'll build a tunnel, $500 million, and we'll turn it over to the authority of the state of Michigan. And then the governor comes in and the attorney general, and they push back and say, we're not sure we want to do that. Ryan Duffy with me from Enbridge's communications team this morning. Ryan, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good to have you here. So in listening to Kyle Malin from MERS here just a moment ago, some things were said that I need to clarify with you. Did the governor come to Enbridge and say, we can do this if you can build it in 2 years?
Well, that was really the sticking point here. We've been committed to discussions with the governor for the last couple of months, and we're open to more discussions now. We're still willing to talk. But we can't agree with the state's position that the Straits Crossing be shut down in 2 years before a tunnel could be finished, as we've said, in just under 5 years. People really need that energy from Line 5, and the current pipeline is safe. So we want to move forward with the tunnel project. We're ready to go. We view that as the best solution, and even a state commission report from a couple of years ago said the same thing. That's the best long-term opportunity to secure energy needs of the state, make a safe pipeline even safer, all of those things. So we are fully committed to that.
So you're trying to be from, and we've talked about this before, Ryan, Enbridge is trying to be a fair partner with the state. In fact, the representative in the state legislature, a Democrat from the 109th district in the UP, said, if I can get everybody that I have to deal with that has an environmental problem to come forth and pay for the whole thing, it would be the best scenario you could possibly have. This is coming from Democrats, so I'm confused as to why this major pushback. I mean, you can't do a construction project of that nature in a couple of years. You know that, and I know that. 5 years seems pretty optimistic to me. So let's talk about the Court of Claims. What would it mean if the court doesn't rule in your favor? What does it mean? Lost revenue, lost jobs? What will it mean?
Well, we really just want some clarity so that we can move forward. We would rather not have to take this step, but as I said, we're committed to the tunnel project, and we want to keep it moving forward. Our business is safely delivering energy. We've done it for decades. We want to continue to do it for decades to come, and the tunnel is really the way to do that. So the state said that some of our agreements that we reached at the end of last year, you know, that we worked hard on were not valid, but hasn't offered any kind of viable alternative path forward. So we need a court to look at that and look at the enforceability and let us know so we can determine how we should proceed.
Yeah, I'm confused because I was getting every impression that Governor Whitmer and her team were working closely with Enbridge trying to find those solutions you're talking about. But then I would also read that the attorney general, who has been an outspoken critic of Line 5, Dana Nessel, said, well, you know, if it's not done, a deal's not made, you know, here in the next week or two, I might just shut it down anyway. I mean, is Attorney General Dana Nessel saying she's going to shut down Line 5, like, soon?
Well, it's unclear, but you make a good point. No one wants litigation. It's expensive. It takes a long time. You know, it could possibly take longer than 5 years. And as of now, Line 5 is very safe. We're in full compliance with our easement agreement. We have an easement agreement from 1953 in perpetuity. And it says, you know, if anything's wrong, the state would notify us. We'd have 90 days to correct it, I think. So none of that's ever happened. So we're in full compliance. And I mean, you have to look at the need. Without Line 5, you have to look at how will people get that propane they need to heat their homes, cook food, take hot showers. How are our refineries going to get the product they
need? But, Ryan, if you're
gasoline, jet fuel, all of that stuff.
No, I understand all that. But if you're in full compliance, and if you were not in full compliance, you'd have 90 days to correct it. Under what authority could they shut the line down anyway?
Yeah, I mean, you're asking some good questions, and it's unclear to us. I mean, we're offering $500 million to do this, and then we would give it right over to the state. We're already going to spend $40 million this summer on some of the pre-construction work and those kind of things. So, yeah, it to us seems like a pretty good offer.
And seems to me like a pretty fair offer as well. We need the energy to be able to go back and forth. So I guess the real question that I will end with here is timetable. I know legal matters of this nature, you know, can take a while, but it would seem to me this is has some urgency to it. Have you asked the court to put this in the express lane, or how long do you expect until you hear an answer?
Yeah, well, the next step is for the state to file a response, of course, and then the schedule will be set. So then at that point, we'll know a little bit more. For the summer, though, we're continuing to work. We're moving ahead there at the Straits so that we can stay on our timeline for now. We're doing that rock and soil sampling on the south side of the Straits. So we have all those permits and easement necessary to do all that work. But beyond that point, you know, if we couldn't get some permits then, that would make it a little tougher and the project would be significantly delayed at that point.
Ryan Duffy from Enbridge, the communications team there. Ryan, thank you. I guess we'll probably talk again soon as these updates keep coming. We'll try to stay on top of it, and thank you for being here.
Okay, great. Anytime. Thank you.
There you have it. Ryan Duffy from Enbridge. You know, here's an opportunity for the state of Michigan to have Michigan companies, Michigan employees, Michigan investment, infrastructure. Why would you turn that away? Speaking of which, go to MichiganConstruction.com right now if you're looking for a new job in the construction industry. Thousands available. You can also go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. Yeah, jobs available. Why? Because the economy is doing great. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to Wyckoff Wellness. Wellness.com.